It's time to feel better with help from Dr. Suzanne Bennett. Allergies, nutrition, ultimate wellness, all discussed right here, right now. It's Wellness for Life Radio on Radio MD. Here's your host, Dr. Suzanne.
As parents, we all think that we are the ones that feel the most stress, right? Well, according to my next guest, our children are the generation stressed, and she's here to explain why. Please welcome Michelle Campbellis, clinical therapist and mental health specialist, who has been featured in media outlets such as Huffington Post Live and Fox 5 News. Thank you for being here on Wellness for Life, Michelle.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you for having me on.
Absolutely. So, Michelle, what do you mean by generation stressed?
Generation stressed really speaks to the mounting stress and anxiety that millennials are experiencing. And it has become the biggest mental health risk to children and youth. So our children and our youth are suffering really debilitating levels of stress and anxiety symptoms. It's becoming a really far-reaching problem. And I wrote Generation Stressed because I felt it was critical, really important to give anyone working with children the tools to be able to support them and guide them towards some life practices that make all the difference.
You know, yeah, your book, you just mentioned about your book, Generation Stressed, play-based tools to help your child overcome anxiety. So this is something parents can read to be able to help the child. Is it written in a way where it's also helpful for children to read it?
It can be great for children to read it with their parents. It's really meant to be a tool and a process for parents and children in their working relationship together. So it builds connection and attachment. And really, we're the original generation stressed. 80% of kids say that what stresses them the most is their parents' stress. And there was a new study that came out, the Stress in America study, showing that both children and youth and parents are really the most stressed among us. So if we can work together and build these practices into family life, that's really the key to combating the problem.
Yeah, you're absolutely right about the growth of stress and anxiety and depression in our children. More and more kids are coming into my office complaining about being so anxious. And the truth of the matter is, some of them are actually been put on drugs for that. You know, and I think that really is more of a Band-Aid. We've got to figure out what the root cause of this anxiety is. What do you write up in your book, what the root cause of this anxiety is? And you mentioned just one, which is parental stress. What else?
Right. So that's a great question. And there really isn't any one single factor. We do know that childhood has fundamentally changed. Our children are more hurried, they're more worried, they're more overscheduled than ever before. And add to that, they're growing up breathing the air of technology, and that has a tremendous impact on their developing brain and crowds out really important activities that help buffer us against stress. So instead of playing, which is really critical to brain development, and running around and kicking a ball and being outside, often children are on iPads and on the computer, and it's very difficult for families to help their children find a balance between all of those other really healthy activities and prolonged periods of time on technology. So there are a really wide variety of factors. Diets have changed, lifestyles have changed, and it's really important that we all look at lifestyle and do a bit of a stress audit in order to look at those areas that we can start to dial in and shift on a day-to-day basis in order to promote better health.
Yeah, I totally agree on that one about the technologies, and I know that, you know, I have a boy, and when he was growing up, the fun thing for him was to get on, if he wasn't playing basketball or outdoors with his buddies, then he was indoors with his friends playing games, and those games are not like you know, a relaxing situation. I mean, my son would have all the sweaty palms, and I literally had to limit his minutes on how many minutes he can be on those games. And they really, really cause a super amount of anxiety. I mean, I can go on and on about the adrenaline and the sympathetic overload that these
and
kids
cortisol levels.
Go through. Yes, that's right.
And add to that, it creates kind of a false connection. So as children get a bit older, sometimes the computer games can replace that face-to-face connection. And we know that one of the biggest buffers against anxiety is a sense of connection, feeling heard and seen. And children aren't the only ones that are struggling with this. Adults, too, are having a hard time just putting it down, creating a level of presence and really giving full focused attention to what's happening in the moment. So that's just one factor.
What do you think are the signs of anxiety for these young people? What do you see in what you've written about? I know that there's those classic, you know, when they have literally panic attacks and they can't sleep. But what are those subtle signs that we might want to also look out for?
Mm-hmm. Well, anxiety is an internalizing problem, so it can be very hard to identify when a child or youth is experiencing anxiety. And children in particular have a hard time articulating their internal symptoms. So some of the things that parents can look for are headaches and stomach aches and sleep problems, but it can also show up at school as inattention and difficulty focusing and just coping with the day-to-day. Also, it can look like temper tantrums. So if a child is experiencing a high level of anxiety, it becomes very difficult for them to be flexible, to transition easily, and to cope. So we see higher levels of anger and impulsivity.
Yeah, that's, you know, what you just said right there is coping skills. I think that's a big factor that's contributing to also the generation stress, is that as parents, we don't know what to do, is we don't know how to teach our children on how to cope. You have some exercises that you talk about also called cognitive behavioral therapy. We just have a minute or two. Can you share about that?
Sure. So CBT is hands down the most effective way to combat stress and anxiety, and it involves something very powerful, teaching children that they can change their thoughts, they can change their mindset, and they can change their actions to actually increase their resilience and protect them against stress. And there are all kinds of different activities that you can integrate into family life in a playful way, in a way that really speaks to them, so that really they're changing their neurological patterns and their responses to stress in order to increase resiliency.
And that makes total sense. I mean, behavior is key. And once the child feels empowered that they can change their thoughts and feelings, then obviously their actions and behaviors and their motivation will shift. I really love it. You know what? Can you tell us one tip in 30 seconds what we should do right now as parents, besides getting your book?
Okay. Teach children how to externalize their worries. Have them write them down on sticky notes and create worry walls in your home. Carry balloons with you, and when they're having a worry thought or a negative counterproductive thought, blow up balloons together and let them go and let the thoughts fly around the room and replace them with something that is going to be more supportive. But do that through your presence and your connection and through your support.
Well said, Michelle. Thanks so much. All right, her book, Generation Stressed, Play-Based Tools to Help Your Child Overcome Anxiety. And if you want to hear more, please go to michellecampbellis.com. This is Dr. Suzanne sharing natural strategies for ultimate health and wellness.